Next on the agenda, we're going to, I think we have a leadership graduation. Is that right, Mr. Secretary? I think Jeff and Emma, you're going to handle this for us, aren't you, again?
We are.
But Tori with you, too. You're going to introduce everybody.
Hi. Commissioner Olson, Chairman Olson, excuse me, commissioners and Secretary Mullen, we want to thank you today to be able to bring forward cohort number three of our leadership development program. This is the third group of outstanding staff in our department that hopefully someday will be future leaders in this department. We felt that way more so than ever with this group of people we're going to be celebrating graduation with. But before we get started here, I want to make a quick introduction. We have Tori Littlefield, who's the principal behind this leadership development program. And we also have Anna Erickson. Anna, want to stand up and raise your hand. Anna helped facilitate the leadership development program with Tori here this year. And we're just going to, if we could, we'd like to take a few minutes and let Tori kind of explain what we do in this program.
Thanks, Jeff. Well, I am Tori Littlefield. I'm from Lumen Consulting out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. And you've met my colleague, Dr. Anna Erickson. We're the facilitators for the leadership development program and developed the program to suit the needs of the Game Fish and Parks and Parks Department. This is the third year that we've been honored to be with this group. It's always a very interesting and enthusiastic group of folks from across the spectrum at the department. The leadership program's goal is to help the department achieve its mission and vision by preparing folks who have already exhibited interest in leadership, but helping prepare them on the leadership rather than the technical side necessarily of running an organization, leading an organization, and inspiring the people who work in the organization, again, in order to serve the mission and the vision of the organization. So to that end, we have been meeting in person this year. Last year and the year before, we had to switch on a dime and start meeting virtually. But this year, we've been able to meet in person. We meet every 2 months for 12 hours, one overnight. We meet centrally. We have met centrally in the middle of the state so that there's a sort of an equal drive time for everyone to come. And we have had up to 18 folks from Wildlife Division, from Parks and Recreation, Division, Parks and Recreation, and from administration in the program. There are a large number of supervisors, folks who are already in the formal leadership track in the department this year, and a number of folks that we know and can just tell will be in the future appearing in front of you and leading their peers in the department as positional leaders in the department. The folks who are in the program have had a variety of years of experience in the department already. Some have been there for a decade or two or possibly more. Others are much younger, both in years and in their years with the department. And so I think both more and less experienced folks have been able to learn from each other in terms not only of their technical areas, but their approaches to leadership and their approaches to managing and inspiring people. In the leadership program, participants learn about leadership of themselves, of others, and for the department. But more importantly, they have opportunities to practice what they've learned. So this isn't certainly not a lecture course. Folks learn about various approaches to leadership in our classroom sessions. They do a number of readings, and the assignment is always go back and talk with your supervisor about what you've learned and hear about their perspective on some things and perhaps carry some new information forward to them, but also practice the things that you've learned. So it's not a theoretical, not a theoretical class, but a lot of practicing, interacting with others, being specific about enhancing their own self-awareness of their leadership preferences, understanding that different people need to be led differently, and that as leaders, they need to adjust their own leadership styles to meet the situations that they're in and to meet the needs of different individuals. We've harped some on what's called the platinum rule, which is, so we all know the golden rule, do unto others as you would like them to do unto you. But the platinum rule is do unto others in the way that's going to be most effective for them. So we really have focused on helping people to use their own natural approaches to leadership when those are appropriate, but to also be aware of and to use other approaches when those are called for. We've looked at how teams develop and how individuals can have emphasis and importance in directing and helping show the team where they might go and how they might work more productively together. And on our last couple of sessions, we've expanded beyond interpersonal relationships to talk about how the organization as a whole is run. We've talked generally about how organizations typically are structured, how they make changes, how they move themselves forward into the future intentionally, in addition, how to manage challenges that come up unexpectedly, both from within or from outside the organization. One of the things we did, one of our last activities that we did today, was to stand in a large circle and ask each of the folks to speak to everyone else in the class about what was your main takeaway from the program. And not only did the folks talk about the skills that they had learned, the opportunities that they had had to hear from senior leaders, and new information, new ways of looking at old things. As important, and maybe more importantly, they talked about their relationships that they had developed with other folks in the class. This was a very social group, and they would often linger after dinner, sometimes late into the night, to learn about each other and to tell stories and hear about other parts of the organization, and to share their concerns and to share all of their the positive things that they're taking away from the department. Several people said that one of the biggest resources they're taking away from the leadership program are the relationships with the others in the program and the connections that they've made. And that's something that we're very gratified to see. So we've really enjoyed working with these folks this year. We think that they've enjoyed being in the program, and they and we have seen a large difference in their views of leadership, their willingness to practice things that are new to them, and in their challenges and successes as they move forward in their more intentional path on the road to formal leadership. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, Secretary Roebling would ask at this time if you could join us to hand out certificates. So we've got 16 of the 17 graduates here today that we'd like to recognize with these certificates. They're certainly suitable for framing, and we certainly want to commend their extra efforts to participate in this program in addition to completing their regular duties throughout the course of the last year, a little more than a year, actually. So with that, we'll present the certificates. As
Tori mentioned, this is a pretty diverse group and intensely diverse. Jeff and I were assigned to put together a department-wide leadership training program. And so it's been very, I think, effective to have all the staff from across the different divisions and within the department. And I think it only helps solidify those relationships and the ability to cross-function and work more as a larger team outside of those division boundaries. So, Mr. Secretary, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to present the first recipient, Aaron McGuire. Aaron is a wildlife resource biologist for us. Adam Kalesa. Adam's in our planning and administration. Austin Norton. Austin's wildlife conservation officer. David Parker, our director of the outdoor campus in Sioux Falls. Derek Dorr, park manager at Lake Vermilion. Jake Davis, fisheries supervisor. Jason Youngworth, senior biologist, aquatic habitat and access. Kelly Fettig. Kelly is one of our educating staff. She is a program assistant in the education program. Kevin Hoffman, habitat program specialist. Christina Monroe Lowe, one of our park managers, district park supervisor. Christina Laska, park manager. Nick Rossman. Nick is gone. Ryan Park. Ryan is our regional program manager for Habitat Chamberlain. Soka Kempema, wildlife biologist stationed in Pierre in our diversity program. Tyler Stadel, conservation foreman in the Habitat program. And Zach Hook, resource biologist for the department. Thank you and congratulations, graduates. We'll ask Chris Hull to do a photo for us and line us up. You want to come up and line up in the back wall? We'll get that done quickly and resume the commission meeting. Thank you.
Mr. Secretary, you know, that's a nice ceremony and a nice kind of end point or the bookends to a lot of hard work that goes into those programs. Those of us that have been through leadership programs, you can appreciate it. These are the future stars of the department. Maybe there's a few things you'd like to say before they all get out of the room.
Yeah, no, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And what an exciting day, really. I mean, it's just great to see all these faces in the room, future leaders, like you said, and even current leaders. I tell this a lot to folks, and you don't have to be a supervisor to be a leader. And I see a ton of leadership qualities and a ton of leaders sitting in the back of that room today. And I just want to thank you for, one, putting your name in the hat, and two, being dedicated to the program and going through it. And I had enjoyed my time when we had that afternoon down in Chamberlain to talk about all the things we've talked about. And I want to keep those relationships front and center and then build on those relationships. So I also want to thank Jeff and Emmett for putting this program together. It is a fantastic program, a lot of great reviews. Jeff and Emmett, thank you so much for your dedication to this, and Tori and her team. I want to say thank you, because I do see a ton of value in investing in our leadership development opportunities, and that program is definitely doing that. So one quote I say quite often to the directors and the leadership team is, a great leader must inspire their team, or the team will expire. And think about that. A great leader must inspire their team, or the team will expire. And I just ask that you continue inspiring the team, because it's inspiring to see you here today. So thanks for coming in, and safe travels back home. And thank you again.
Thanks, Mr. Secretary. Takes us.